This is me, Stanley, standing outside the Gray District Agency office at night, looking at my phone. Ouch! A mosquito bit me on my arm. They are buzzing all around me. I decide to go for a walk in the nearby neighborhood, not too far from the Gray District Agency office. It's an average night out in the city. You can hear the city noise as usual. As I approach their house, I notice a dark figure of a person standing in the front yard. I decide to be friendly. I said, "Hello." And he said, "Hello." He coughed. His voice sounded like mine. I walked closer to see if I could see the person clearly. The person also walked closer. I see myself standing in the yard, looking at me. You can imagine, this freaked me out. I turned around and ran back to the office. It also turned around and ran in the opposite direction. I made it to the office. Tracy and Chris was there. I told them everything that had happened. Tracy said, "Wow." And Chris said, "Let me get this right. You saw yourself and you said hello?" Chris laughed. I said, "Whatever, Chris." Tracy said, "Let us go take a look." I said, "There's a lot of mosquitoes out tonight."
"Ouch!"
Chris got bitten by one. I said, "Come on, follow me this way." Tracy said, "Those mosquitoes were huge, and it seemed like they were only hanging out over by the office." Chris said, "Yeah, they hurt too." I said, "I saw myself over there." Chris said, "I don't see anyone." Tracy said, "What's that over there?" "That must be the guy you saw, Stanley." Tracy, Chris, and I walked closer. The person also walked closer. We screamed. The person walked into the light. It's Chris, but not Chris. We ran back to the office. We made it back. I said, "Chris, why you didn't say hello to yourself?" Tracy laughed. Tracy said, "It's hot in here." Chris said, "They're working on the air conditioner." I said, "We need to figure out what's happening. Why did I see myself? And why did we see another Chris? But we didn't see another Tracy." Chris said, "Maybe it's a guy thing." Tracy said, "I'm going outside to get some air." Tracy is standing outside.
"Ouch!"
Tracy was bitten by a mosquito on her hand. Back in the office, I said, "Man, this mosquito bite itch." Chris asked, "Did one bite you too?" I said, "Yep." Tracy walked in. Tracy said, "There are too many mosquitoes out there." Chris said, "Stanley and I were just talking about them. I asked, did one bite you?" Tracy said, "Yes." I said, "It also bit me and Chris. Let's go back and see if we can speak to me, Chris. You know what I'm trying to say." We went back. We reached where we saw the last one. We didn't see anything, so we waited. Then we saw a dark shadow coming from the side of the house. We walked closer. This one might come closer like before. As we walked closer, it walked closer. It's Tracy. Let me ask it some questions. "What's your name?" It said, "Tracy." I asked, "Do you live here?" She said, "No." I asked, "Where do you work?" She said, "I work for the Gray District Agency." We looked at each other for a moment. Tracy said, We know everyone at the agency. We don't know you. Then it shook and screamed. It turned into a creature about 4 feet tall and ran off into the dark. We ran back to the office, just in case it came back, since we didn't know what it was. Back in the office, I said, "It looked like Tracy this time. I think it has something to do with those mosquito bites. Because after I was bit, then my clone showed up. And the same thing happened to both of y'all." I asked Claire, "Hey, Claire."
"Yes."
"Check your database for a 4-foot-tall creature. It was able to look like all three of us, even down to our clothing. And before we saw our clones, we were bitten by mosquitoes." Claire said,
"It's a reptilian that eats mosquitoes and can replicate human beings from the DNA in the blood the mosquito drinks. It also can get the DNA directly from humans by biting them. If it bites you, you are guaranteed to die unless you take the antidote. That's if you survive the attack, it will also eat you to get the rest of its nourishment. It has a keen sense of smell and eyesight. Once it sees you and has your DNA inside its stomach, it can pick and choose whom to replicate and your clothes. It can only hold the replicated form for 15 minutes if it receives your DNA from one mosquito. Still, if it gets a large amount of your DNA, it can keep its shape for a more extended period until it completely digests the blood. Then it turns back to its original form. When it changes into a copy, it has a cough. When it's asked a question about the person, it replicates, and it can't answer the question, it's triggered and changes back to its original form. It can only be captured by stabbing it with a dagger made from the Three Kings Kaikamako tree from New Zealand."
I went to go get the dagger and the antidote. Tracy said, "Chris, that was weird. She looked just like me." Chris said, "Yeah, it shocked me too. When I saw myself, I wonder how we will get close enough to stab the reptilian with a dagger." Tracy said, "How will we find it if it looks like someone?" Chris said, "Why do you always ask me the hard questions? I don't know. Ask Stanley." Tracy laughed. I walked in. I said, "It's hanging out in this area because of all the mosquitoes. With some luck, it will stay in this area for tonight. We'll have to get bit up by mosquitoes and hope it turns into one of us or remains in its original form." Tracy and Chris looked at each other, and you could tell they didn't want to get bit up by mosquitoes. We went out in front of the office building, waiting to get bitten. While we were waiting, a guy was walking towards us, coughing. Chris said, "That's it right there." I said, "We don't know that." I pulled out the dagger just in case. The guy walked on by. The mosquito started biting us.
Ouch!
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 We started walking over towards the house. I sneezed. We waited. A dog came out of nowhere. Tracy and I took off running, back towards the office. Chris stood there, and the dog went after Chris. Chris ran, and while he was running, his clone also ran, running right alongside of him. The dog's owner called it. "Sparky, come back here right now." They made it over by us, and the dog turned around and went to the owner. We were shocked. We needed to figure out what to do because we didn't know which one was the real Chris. I pulled out the dagger. Both Chris said, Wait a minute. What are you getting ready to do? I thought to myself, should I just guess and stab one? Nah, I can't do that. Tracy asked Chris, did Stanley cough when we were walking towards the house? Chris said, no, he sneezed. The other Chris started to change. And before I could stab it, it changed back into the creature. Then it went to bite Tracy, which was a mistake. I stabbed it in the head. It worked. The dagger didn't kill it, and it couldn't move. I asked Tracy, Tracy, how did you know to ask that question about me coughing? Tracy said, it couldn't have known since it happened after we were bitten by the mosquitoes.